I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. Michael Jackson's mugshot is on the front page of newspapers all across the country. The pop star surrendered to Santa Barbara County Police yesterday on child molestation charges, and it was covered live. We saw him arrive on his white plane on TV. We saw him in handcuffs, and then camera crews followed his motorcade back to his hotel for 2 hours. Day to Day's Madeline Brand called writer and cultural critic Nelson George to talk about the King of Pop.
Nelson George, Michael Jackson was on page one of nearly every newspaper in the country this morning and on practically every newscast last night. What is the national and international obsession with Michael Jackson that the public would want to know about every move that he makes?
There's two levels to that. One is that Michael Jackson is simply one of the greatest pop stars we've ever had. So you combine that with the fact that since, I guess, maybe 10 years ago when the first real nasty rumor started, there's always been this question about Michael because he's always perpetuated on some level an aura or ambiance of childlike innocence. And so those notions have been challenged by all of these reports of him in the child molestation issues. If you go back to the period of his most positive press, there's innumerable pictures of him, stories about him hanging out with young kids, often. He was always attracted to young child stars. So you commingle his success, his visibility, with this maybe perhaps unhealthy obsession with young boys, and you have a real volatile cocktail.
How does the media obsession now with Michael Jackson and the public obsession with him and the media coverage, how does that compare with the same media coverage of O.J. Simpson?
I don't know that the two things are comparable at all. I just think that they're all a part of the fact that we have more media than we've ever had before in the history of man. So Michael Jackson or O.J. Simpson or the Menendez brothers or fill-in-the-blank scandal becomes something to cover. It becomes a distraction for the American public.
But the O.J. Simpson story took on larger meanings. It took on issues of race, of
I don't think the Michael Jackson story is that case. This is a case of whether or not this guy abused a child. The only reason Michael Jackson matters is because he's famous and rich. His blackness is a side issue in this case.
Well, his brother, Jermaine Jackson, injected a note of race in it by calling this a public lynching.
Well, I don't necessarily agree with that Jermaine Jackson is the best observer of what's going on here. I mean, the race card is often not used just by black people use it because they know it makes white people uncomfortable. And it makes white people feel a little like, are we doing something really wrong here? So it's a strategy that plays upon the nation's history.
Now, you saw a lot of black people stand by O.J. Simpson. Do you think they will with Michael Jackson?
I think this whole question about his skin tone makes it a little bit more problematic in the nose jobs for African Americans. Because there is a thought that's been out there for a long time that was he truly a victim of a disease that really is hurt his pigmentation, or has he consciously been trying to escape being black? To me, the race issue is going to be it's much more complicated for black people than it is for white people, because there's some question as to whether or not he has he consciously been trying to make himself race neutral.
Nelson George is a writer and cultural critic. He's the author of the soon-to-be-published book, Post Soul Nation, It's a History of the 1980s. Thank you so much for joining us.
Okay, thank you.
And thanks to Day to Day's Madeline Brand for that interview. I'm Alex Chadwick.